In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We know because of the keeping of the history and lives of the saints of the church what happened to the Samaritan woman, the woman that Jesus Christ met at the well, Saint Fotini, after this dramatic encounter that we heard of this morning. On past occasions when we came to this point in the celebration of the Feast of Pascha, we've heard the details of her life afterward. She went on after this time to become one of the most passionate and eloquent witnesses to Christ and the Gospel that had ever been. In early sermons, she was often referred to as equal of the apostles, someone who had bested them in eloquence and spreading the faith. And we know that she went eventually to Rome, where Nero tried to intimidate her. Foolish man. We can see the woman that she is there at the well. This is no woman to be intimidated, not even by Nero, emperor of the Romans. In order to throw her off balance, before they came together, he put to death her sisters and her sons. And then he spoke to her, expecting that she would have been broken down somewhat, and demanded that she worship idols. And we remember her famous response, "O blindest of men, O waste of a man, do you expect me to abandon my Lord and fall down and worship idols as blind as you are?" And of course, he had her put to death. And the irony is that he had her put to death by being thrown into a well. These words of Saint Fotini to Nero, "O waste of a man," echo in my mind when I read these passages. "O waste of a man." She is speaking to the emperor, and she is telling him that he is a waste of a man. That's not just a dramatic insult, although it certainly is that. How is he a waste of a man? We in our lives struggle constantly to dominate the difficult to control conditions of our lives. We try to pull things together, try to prepare ourselves to go on after disasters occur to us, so that we can have the kind of control that Nero has over the whole world. He has all that we seek to control conditions of our lives. We take that task and we place it ahead of everything else. And it may be that Fotini would be justified in saying to us the same thing that she said of Nero. Because if that's how we live our lives, then we are wasting ourselves. We are the waste of a man, the waste of a woman, the waste of a human being that God has created for an entirely different purpose than to make the small and insignificant effort of trying to pull the pieces of our own individual lives together and to have the kind of control over them that Nero has over the whole world. And Fotini says to him, "You are a waste of a man, because this is how you spend your life." It's not just because, as we know, he is one of the most dissolute of emperors. That's true. But he is the emperor, after all. He has absolute and complete control. At the well, the sixth hour, high noon, the day begins in the scriptures at what we call 6 o'clock in the morning, and the hours are counted from then. The sixth hour is noon. So he is there with the woman at the well at noon, offering her this water. Jesus, the Christ, said to Fotini, "If you drink of the water of this well, you will thirst again. If we eat or drink of the things of this world that we spend our whole lives in trying to gain for ourselves, we will thirst again. They will lead us on and on and on throughout our lives as we waste our lives chasing things that do not satisfy us. For brief periods of time, we may even be able to delude ourselves that now we have things the way we want them, and then suddenly they slip away. The effort of a decade, or three, or four, or a lifetime. Fool, this night your soul will be required of thee. Lay up treasures in heaven, not on earth. And it's not just about what happens after we die. It's about the waste of our lives while we're living. God created us for the living water that he offers to Fotini at the well. He says, if you drink of the water that I can give you, you will never thirst again. And this water will be like a spring within you that will well up constantly and give you life. And what is he offering her? He is offering her the Holy Spirit of God through himself, because he has come into the world in order to give us that divine life that will satisfy us. We abandon trying to dominate some little part of God's world on our own behalf. Recognize that he is the Lord. He is the King. And receive this living water. A couple of chapters ahead of where we're reading today, read this morning on the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus says this, I am the bread that descended from heaven. I am the bread that descended from heaven. The bread that I offer is my body. The bread that I offer is my life. He who eats of this bread will have everlasting life. I came to be your bread. He's not just talking about the communion that we receive at the Divine Liturgy. God is our bread. The life that he is offering is this life that we are intended to live. He's not just talking about the bread and the wine at the communion chalice. He is talking about that. But what is the bread and the wine at the communion chalice? It is the life of God that is given to us so that we can live that life. It's not some kind of magic blessed stuff that we can come and eat. Maybe it'll make us better. We have things for that. We bless holy water. You know, if you have some kind of ailment, drink some of the holy water. It's a good thing to do. But the body and blood of Christ, when we're talking about that, we're talking about receiving the life of God into ourselves so that we can go and live that life. So that we can worship God, not on the mountain where St. Fotini is and not in Jerusalem, but in spirit and in truth. That is to say, we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. It wells up within us. It's an everlasting spring. We worship in spirit because the Spirit of God is living within us. The life of God is our own life. That's how we worship in spirit and in truth. In truth, it means really in truth, actually living the divine life that God brought into the world in order for us to live it. That's what it means to worship in spirit and in truth. Now at the end of time, this life will include all of God's creation. And those who can't live that way, they'll be separated out to one side. And the world will be transfigured in an obvious and open, seeable kind of way. Until that time, there are two places where any of us can experience this new life. We can experience the new life together at the Divine Liturgy, because we come for the purpose of receiving God's life into ourselves. We prepare ourselves during the first half of the service, and during the Eucharistic, the Thanksgiving part of the service, we stand in the presence of God, in the kingdom of God, and we eat and drink at his table. We receive the body and blood of Christ into ourselves. And the other way that we can experience the kingdom of God at the end of time, but already now, that in the liturgy we experience, the other way that we can experience it is within ourselves, in our lives in the world. We can live that new life. we can have that new spring welling up within us, that bread that is the food of eternal life. When the apostles come to Jesus at the well and they ask, did you get something to drink? Did you get some food? Aren't you hungry? He tells them, I have meat that you know not of. And that meat and drink is available to us to sustain our lives. We fast in order to prepare to celebrate the Paschal feast, the feast of this new life. Not the feast of the things that we've left in the other room in the baskets. It's the feast of the new life that is given to us, that meat and drink that Jesus the Christ himself is eating and sustains him to do the will of God. This is the life that God has given us. And Jesus' command to us is eat. Eat of this food and be restored. Don't turn away from this food and toward the world and seek your security and your salvation in that world, because it will only let you down again. And then one more time, it will tempt you and let you down again. And then one more time, it will tempt you and let you down again. Until the day that you face the separation of body and soul. And Fotini would be justified in turning to us at that point if we lived that kind of life and saying to us what she said to Nero, waste of a man. Let us not waste ourselves. Let us live the lives that God has given us to live. By coming into this world, dying on the cross, arising from the dead, and giving us the body and blood of divine life for our food. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.